And we're back in the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Bob Soucy with Scott Zolak and Matt Chatham. And guys, the talk after Sunday, of course, not only Carolina's relinquished lead, the comeback by the Giants, and the subsequent comeback by the Panthers to stay unbeaten, but what unfolded the ugliness in that game involving Odell Beckham Jr. and Josh Norman?
Yeah, I mean, Beckham's a jerk for what he pulled. I love him as a player. I think he's one of the best, most dynamic young receivers in the game. Kids love him. You know, you go around the stadium here, you see Tom Brady jerseys everywhere. And then you see a lot of number 13 for the Giants. There's little kids that look up to that guy, and he let the pregame and all the smack talk, and this is the National Football League. There are a lot of things said. I mean, there's stuff where guys know details about your mother, your kids, and they do that to get inside your head. This reminds me of Aqib Talib and Steve Smith from a couple years ago, ice up zone. The refs let this get out of hand, though. Again, I hate to put this on the referees, but after you throw the third personal foul penalty, you need to stop the game, go to the bench, right, Matt? Talk to the head coach or the player, like, one more time, you're gone. And it never happened.
Here's the thing. I don't think it even needs to get that far. Blandino has now come out and said that a suspendable issue is obviously something that's also something that could draw an ejection. If it's suspendable and we can see it later, it already happened. So the problem with this is they just don't understand, I think, inherently what the integrity of the game means. The people who get hurt, the people who get hurt the most, well, the Carolina Panthers, the most exciting. This guy contributed a ton after he did the things he did. The team that gets hurt the most is the one that has to keep going. It's an issue that they just can't seem to figure out. There was actually communication between Blandino and the officials in the game on the headset to tell them that it can be ejected, and they still chose not to.
As much respect as we have for Tom Coughlin, how much of this is on him, though, for not taking Beckham out of the game, at least for a short while, to try to cool him down? And how much of it, too, is on some of the other veteran players for the Giants? Carl Banks, though, your counterpart on radio for the Giants, was very adamant, get him out of the game.
Yep.
When you watch the scenes on the sideline, where was Eli Manning and some of the other veteran Giants to go over to the kid and say, hey, let's cut it out?
If you and I were doing a game, that's what I would be watching. I go back to Denver where Aqib Talib started to get hot a little bit on a personal foul call on the sideline on a kick return. And you just watch him throw in the helmet, and there's nobody. We go back to Buffalo, Bob. Who was it? The strong safety that went nuts, Aaron Williams. And it's Richie Incognito, of all people, that goes back to calm him down, not Rex Ryan. I think at times when you're coaching, and this guy's coaching for his job, He knows in the back of his mind, regardless of what he should or shouldn't do, the only way we get back in this game is if number 13 is catching the football. And my job is on the line.
And the NFL Ops Manual, they have a big picture bragging on ejections and fines that they give to the player. The fight that Andre Johnson got in years ago. This is 5 years ago, over 5 years ago. Roger Goodell's issue is we're going to do better. There's your opportunity. It's actually worse.
So that's the story with the Giants on Sunday. Meanwhile, the other New York team stayed on track on Saturday. Back with more right after this.